Welcome to the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast, a podcast where we provide tips and tricks to take the confusion out of learning to play guitar. Beginner Guitar Academy is a fast-growing online guitar school taking you from complete beginner to well-rounded guitarist. So are you ready for your next guitar lesson?
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Here's your host, Amazon best-selling author of the book Learn to Play Electric Guitar, Paul Andrews.
Hey guys, and welcome back to the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast. And this episode is a special one because we are 1 week into the 5 minutes a day guitar challenge. So I'm sending a short video out every day, bite-sized little videos to help you build up the practice habit and play every day for a whole month. Every week has a different theme. The week that we just did was all about picking. So this episode is going to recap what we talked about in week number one. All about picking. So essential picking technique, the five essential exercises, fretting technique, and finish up with a few riffs as well. So whether you've been following along with the challenge from day one or you're just hearing about it right now, this episode will catch you up, help you build some fundamental techniques, and get rocking with your picking. Now, before we dive into this week's content though, I do have a little bit of Beginner Guitar Academy news. And the first thing is for Beginner Guitar Academy members, I've released this month's Academy show. So every month I do an Academy show, just recapping what was released the previous month in Beginner Guitar Academy. I give members shout outs to people that have passed their progress checks, level assessments, people that have hit their guitar anniversary, so been with Beginner Guitar Academy like a year, 2 years, even 3 years now. And a shout out to the most active members of Beginner Guitar Academy as well, and show you where all that stuff is. So if you haven't had a chance to log in, I'll show you where all the stuff you missed out on is, so you can catch back up. And that is live in the Academy now. Head over to the community and you'll see a little link at the top of the page to take you straight to that. So for people that are following the challenge that this episode is all about, I'm going to be doing a live office hours on the 18th of May. So that's Sunday, the 18th of May at 9 p.m. GMT, which I believe is 4 p.m. EDT and 1 p.m. PDT. So you can come join me live over Zoom, ask any question you have about the challenge or any question about guitar playing, and I'll be able to answer it for you live on that Zoom call. I'll be sending out links to members of the challenge in the next few days. And for Beginner Guitar Academy members, the links will be in the Academy in the community section, and you can join and ask me any question you have about guitar playing and obviously the 5 minutes a day challenge as well. So now we've got all that out of the way, let's dive into this week's content, which we are going to be recapping week one of the 5 minute a day guitar challenge. So as said in the introduction, we are recapping week one of the 5 minutes a day guitar challenge. Now, if you don't know anything about the challenge, the idea is to practice every day throughout May. So it was a 5 minutes a day in May challenge. I was inspired because I saw a challenge that a charity that we raised money for last year, CALM, the Campaign Against Living Miserably, which is like a suicide prevention charity, were running a challenge which was run 5K a day in May. And I thought, oh, that sounds cool. I like the idea of doing something every day throughout May, and hence how the challenge was born. So 5 minutes a day through May was the idea. But I've set up this challenge now so it can be run anytime. So anytime you join a challenge, you start at day one and you're just running through the 31 challenges or the 31 daily challenges. So if you haven't signed up yet, you can still do so, and you'll start day one at bgachallenge.com. And the idea is very simple. Every day I send you a short little video going through a particular technique, strategy, something like that. It's 5 minutes, and then every day is a little bite size, so it builds up the habit all the way through the month. And before you know it, you've got some fundamental skills. You're practicing every day, and you're probably further along than you ever have been in your guitar playing. Now, this is a beginner guitar challenge, so I go right from the beginning. But if you have played before, in the videos, I do talk about how you can approach this if you have been playing, you know, a few years. And there's a lot of this stuff I talk about, as we'll talk about as we go through this recap of week one, a lot of strategies you can use at any place you are in your guitar learning journey. So don't just switch off because you think, oh, it's a beginner challenge. Oh no, lesson one comes through, like, oh, this is too easy. Because the ideas you can take away, the concepts you can put into any place you are in your guitar learning journey. So let's dive in and recap what we went through. So in day one, I introduced picking technique and picking exercise one. And I go through this with students that have been playing even a few years. We quite often go back to the fundamentals and make sure we're doing it right. Make sure we've got, you know, the foundation. Because if you haven't got a strong foundation, doesn't matter what you're doing after that. you're not going to be playing as well as you could be. And it's going to become a problem as you progress further along down the line. Like, I remember someone was talking about weightlifting. And there's this guy that's been weightlifting for ages, but his technique wasn't correct. So he had to take all the weights off and just start again with a bar. Go right back to basics. And it's that kind of thing. If you get the fundamentals correct, we can then build up very quickly. This is a foundation. So we talked about how to hold the pick. So you hold the pick between your first finger and thumb. You have the pointy part of the pick sticking out. You don't want your first finger pointing out at that point, if that makes sense. You want your first finger curled slightly away. And then you should be able to rotate your wrist like this. There shouldn't be any tension. With that first finger pointing out the pick, I can feel that straight away now as a bit more tension. So it's rolling that finger away. And then we come to string one, and we're picking down, up on string one. That's what we call alternate picking. That's picking exercise one of the five. And as you're doing this, you want to get it even in regard to the speed and even in regard to the volume. So how we practice is how we perform. And obviously we're aiming to perform. That doesn't mean that you're going to go on stage and play in front of loads of people. That might not be one of the goals you have. This just means performing a song. So if you're practicing unevenly, if you're getting these different volumes, it's really irregular. When you come to them playing a song, you might be doing a riff. And it's going to be all over the place in regard to volume. So you want nice, even volume. So that was picking exercise one, just getting this nice, even picking. We also talked about bracing, was where you put your finger or pinky finger on top of the body of the guitar. And as you're picking, that just braces you and keeps you in place. Now, you'll see people that will argue against that and say you don't want to have that finger down. The reason we put it down is because then you can't move so much. You can't move really freely. So it practice or trains you to stay close to the string as you're picking. The reason we'll do that is obviously the closer you are to the string, the less you have to move. So the quicker it's going to be, the more fluent it's going to be, the more accurate it is going to be. Without that finger, there's a lot more movement we can have. So I do recommend bracing, having that finger down, because that's going to make us say stay close to the string, which is going to just exercise these good techniques that we want to be doing. That was day one. Day two, we then introduced the remaining picking exercise. There's five in total. So we looked at picking exercise two, which is picking down on string six, up on string five. This is what we call outside picking, because you're picking the outside of the strings. Then we looked at picking exercise three, which is inside picking, up on string six, down on string five. So you're inside the strings, like bouncing between them. Then picking exercise four was double down. So you're going down on E, down on A. And then picking exercise five was double up. So you're picking up on five, up on six. Now, the benefit of these five picking exercises is any riff you come up against is going to be one or more of these picking exercises. So take, for instance, walk this way. If I break down that riff, I'm working along the A string, doing picking exercise one. Now I do picking exercise two at the end. So if I were to play Walk This Way, I'd pick up that riff and be like, oh, I already know the picking pattern because Paul drilled those picking exercises into my head. It's just picking exercise one followed by exercise two. So the idea is we practice them so much, it becomes habitual, it comes ingrained. So when we pick up a song, we can already do half it because the picking hand is already well trained. That's the idea. Again, it's kind of as simple as that. And then we look at the other hand. Oh, that's just the scale. That's the E blues scale riff. So that's why we promote skill playing. So you think of the skills you're playing, because then you dissect a song into the skill level. Can I play that blues scale? Nope. Okay, so I need to learn the E blues scale. Do I know picking exercise one and two? Yep. Okay, so that hand sorted. I just need to work on the other hand to get that scale down. And then, you know, the 16th note picking pattern, all that kind of stuff would then build on top of that. But that's kind of the idea of skills and thinking in regard to skills. So that was day two. Now, I should say at this point, I am recording a video of this podcast. So if you want to see me actually playing this stuff, go to bgapodcast.com. Find this episode 233, depending when you're seeing it. If it's obviously this week when I've released it, it'll be at the top. If not, you can go to bgapodcast.com/233, just the number two, then three, then three. That takes you straight there. And the video will be there. I'll put the video on YouTube and kind of round my different socials as well, so you'll be able to see it there. Where were we? Okay, so five picking exercises. They're the big five. We also talked about a term isolation. So at the minute, it's just zeros. I'm not fretting anything. That's really important because then all our tension is on the picking hand. So I've done episodes before, I've talked about isolation, but it's well worth going through again. So isolation is the idea of just using one hand at a time, isolating a particular skill. So picking is a picking hand skill, obviously. So we just focus on that one hand. So bear that in mind. That will really make you learn things a lot quicker by isolating it, simplifying it, and building up in stages. So that was day two. Day three, we then put all this together with our first riff. And the first riff we did was Under Pressure by Queen. Also talked about fretting technique as well. So we're going to hold down fifth fret on the A string. There's the riff. Just so you obviously know what I'm doing. So when we're fretting a note, we talked about the three Fs. So flat thumb around the back of the neck. So like you've got thumbs up around the back. And you want your thumb kind of about three quarters of the way up the neck, I'd say. It doesn't matter if it starts going a little bit higher, really. But that's a good kind of point to aim at. Using our fingertip. Fingertip's always going to give you the best sound. And then we are positioning our finger close to the fret. So that's the three Fs. Flat thumb, fingertip, and then fret. So position your finger close to the fret wire. To the body side of the fret wire, I should say. If you go in the other side towards the head, you're going to get stuck getting buzzes. You want to be close to the body side of the piece of metal. And that's how you fret the note. And then we're holding down that fret five. We're picking that. One, two, three, four, five, six. One, two, three, four, five, six. We're doing just down picking. One, two, three, four, five, six. Until right at the end. So there's one and two and a three. And everything comes off. One and two and a three. And it's that and a where I do this down up. One and two and a. One and two and a. So down, 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 up, down. Then finger off for another down pick. Down, 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 up, down, off. So I love that little riff. It's only got one note we're holding down, all on the same string. Really good start bringing that picking and the fretting technique as well. Then on day number four, we started moving around the neck with Seven Nation Army by the White Stripes. So such a cool little riff. Now it's all on the A string. We start off at fret 7, two picks of that, up to fret 10, back to 7, 5, 3, 2. That's a way of moving around the neck and really looking at that picking technique. So as we're now moving, make sure we're still using the tip of finger, close to the fret wire, getting that good sound. That was day four. Then day five, we looked at the 1-2-3-4 exercise. You might have heard this referred to as a spider if you've ever done these kind of exercises before. We are walking up the guitar string. So we're taking string 6. First finger goes on fret 1. Second finger goes on fret 2. Third finger goes on fret 3. Fourth finger goes on fret 4. Still maintaining good picking technique though. So thumb around the back, tips of fingers close to the metal. This is such a cool exercise because you're using all your fingers, so it's going to help build up strength. We are really obviously focused on techniques, that's going to drill that in. And we are picking it, so that's going to work on our synchronization of both hands. So ideally, we'll be using picking exercise 1, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up. Makes sense. That was what we looked at, the spider exercise. Really cool exercise, so good. I use this with all my students. We do variations as we start progressing to higher levels, but it just works everything. It's so good. Then in day six, we did another riff. We did Peter Gunn, the theme tune of Peter Gunn. Now, this is a great little riff. So I normally teach it like this. We do the open string twice, then we do fret 2, open string once, fret 4, open string once, and then fret 5, 4. First finger's going to play the note in fret 2, third finger's going to play the notes in fret 4, and then pinky's going to play the notes in fret 5. So 0, 0, 2, 0, 4, 0, 5, 4. So the idea here is obviously we're using different fingers. And we're getting used to, well, strengthening those fingers. Just putting that exercise we looked at, the spider exercise, into a riff so it makes it a little bit more fun. Now, I did have a student email me saying that it wasn't correct. And there's a couple different ways you hear this riff. So we're doing the Blues Brothers version here. And in the Blues Brothers version, he actually does play fret 2 and it moves it to fret 3 very quickly. So he's doing that. Doing a slide, if you've come across that concept. But in the older version, I can't remember which version it is. It might be the original or one of the covers or, you know, yeah, one of the redos. Where he does that. He does first finger, second finger, fourth finger, then third finger. So it's 0, 0, 2, 0, 3, 0, 5, 4. So that's obviously quite a good way of doing it because you are actually using all your fingers. So there's a few ways you see this riff written out. Obviously, either of them is pretty cool. whichever one you fancy doing, really. So that was day six. And then on to day seven was recap. So at the end of every week, I recap everything we went through that week. Gives students a chance to consolidate, work on anything that needs an extra day, and then move on to the next one. And week two is chords. So the week that we're now coming into. Week three is rhythm and strumming. And week four is scales, melody work. And we're going to look at a bit of lead playing as well. Some fun stuff like that. And there we go. That's what we did for week one, looking at the picking. So loads of cool stuff we went through in that week one. Now, not really expect everyone to get to the end of that week and think, oh, yep, I've nailed all that. I'm ready to rock on. We normally spend quite a few weeks just in those five picking exercises. This is just to give you an overview of what you should be practicing, what you should be focusing on. Again, building up that habit. So if you find you don't go past maybe day three for the first week, and then you're kind of a few days behind, that's fine. Spend as long as you need to on these sort of techniques. The idea as well is you can layer this stuff. So in your practicing, you can then do your picking. The next week you can do chords. So then you've got like 5 minutes of picking, 5 minutes of chords. So you basically build this up to a really cool practice routine as well. So if you haven't signed up, check out at bgachallenge.com. You can sign up completely for free and you'll start at day one. You won't miss out on anything. If you enjoyed this podcast, make sure to subscribe so you miss out on future episodes. And I really appreciate a rating view in whatever podcast app you're using to listen to me today. And if you are going for a challenge thinking, I like the way Paul teaches, I wish he could be my guitar teacher. Well, I can be your guitar teacher. You can come and check out my guitar school, beginnerguitaracademy.com, where I teach exactly what we're going through on this challenge. What I've done is taken some lessons I teach from our level one and put it into this. And so that's level one. We have a 5-level system. If you need to become an awesome guitar player, when you get to the end of level one, you've learned 5 chords. You'll be able to change. You'll be able to stay in time of a metronome, meaning you can then play along confidently with songs. And we do around about 10 songs, I think, in level one. And there's loads more on the website as well, different riffs, different songs. And that continues, obviously, as you move through the different levels. What is awesome about Beginner Guitar Academy, you don't just have the course online. You can log in, obviously, whenever you like. You have access to me whenever you like. You have unlimited video exchange. So you can send me a video of any questions whenever they pop up. I'll then send you back a reply. That's completely baked into the monthly cost. That's no extra charge. A lot of websites offer come these one-to-one lessons, but you have to pay extra to access it. Or you're limited to maybe 1 or 2 videos a month. You can message me as much as you like. And you can send me an audio, video, text through the website to do that. Also on the community, which are forums, I'm there every day. So you can ask questions in there too. And speaking of the community, we have a great community of students from across the world, across Europe. I had an interview with Malte last week, who's from Germany. A couple of weeks before that, I was talking to Allegra, who's from America. We have people in Australia, people in New Zealand, people in Asia, all across the place. So you can hang out with those guys in the community, and they are just great. You know, we have such a great community of students across the world. It's just really, really cool. So content, community, and coaching is what you get at Beginner Guitar Academy. You come check us out for a 2-week trial just for $1 at beginnerguitaracademy.com. So guys, that is it for this week's episode. So have a fantastic week. Keep practicing, and I'll chat to you next week for another episode.
Thank you for listening to the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. For more information, updates, or to start your membership today, please visit us at www.beginnerguitaracademy.com. Until next time, take care.